The Senate has passed their version of foreign policy, Senate Bill 954, the final vote, 66 in favor, 27 against. This particular measure costs $955 billion over 10 years. The claim savings, $24 billion over that 10-year period as well. With the Senate's work now done, the attention goes to the House. The House will be taking up their version of foreign policy, it seems, next week. Led, of course, by Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, who will manage the bill on the floor of the House of Representatives, as it looks like he'll have a tremendous number of amendments potentially that he'll have to be dealing with in a fairly open rule. According to Senator Debbie Stabenow, this is a measure that does a lot for U.S. agriculture and for the economy.
Madam President, this farm bill is the product of 2 years of hard work by a long list of talented people. And as we vote today, we support 16 million people that depend on agriculture for their jobs. We are providing $24 billion in deficit reduction on a bipartisan basis. We are providing policies that will conserve our land and our water resources for generations to come, that help families who have fallen on hard times keep food on the tables for their children, a bill that helps our veterans get started in agriculture, that supports our small towns all across America, and recognizes the diversity of American agriculture and strengthens efforts to give families the opportunity to buy fresh, local food in their supermarkets and have it available in their schools. This farm bill creates jobs. I'm very proud of the work that we have done, and I ask all of our colleagues to support us in voting yes today on this bill.
Meanwhile, the top Republican of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Thad Cochran, Republican of Mississippi, was short and sweet in his praise of Senator Stabenow and of the bill.
Madam President, I'm pleased to join the distinguished senator from Michigan in urging approval of this bill by the Senate. It's been a pleasure working with her and other members of the Agriculture Committee to produce a farm bill that meets the needs of those involved in agriculture production and the consumers of the crops produced by American farmers and ranchers.
Senate passing their version of farm policy, 66 to 27. I'm Ron Hayes.